This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 5 years ago, the Environmental Working Group funded an intensive study of 10 randomly chosen but similar Americans to find out just how much and how many chemicals from the environment could be found in their blood. The results were shocking, says Ken Scott, the environmental organization's co-founder and president, not just because they found 287 chemicals in those blood samples, but also because of who those 10 sample subjects were.
They have a unique profile in the sense that we know they were not exposed to the 287 chemicals we found in them by the air they breathed or the water they drank or the food they ate or personal care products. And we know that because these were all babies born in the United States in 2004, and the blood sample we took where we found the 287 chemicals was umbilical cord blood.
Which leads to a disturbing but inescapable conclusion.
Industrial pollution begins in the womb.
And it involves all kinds of compounds.
Everything from consumer products that are on the market now that people have in their homes to toxic chemicals that were banned a generation ago and are still showing up in babies today.
Almost half of the 287 chemicals are known individually to be carcinogens, Scott adds, but how they interact with each other is a wide open question.
We haven't studied in many cases the effects of individual chemicals on human health, and we certainly haven't studied these chemicals in combination. I mean, no scientist can give you any idea what the impact may be of the risk of cancer later in life of a child having 100 or 200 or 300 carcinogens coursing through their bodies while they're still in the womb.
Scott suspects there is a link between this enormous exposure to multiple toxins and the increasing incidence of myriad health problems in children.
These exposures are happening at a time when we see pretty dramatic increases in a number of diseases that evidence suggests have an important environmental component to them. Even at low doses, we know that some chemicals can cause pretty serious environmental harm, everything from cancer to autism, asthma.
The National Toxic Substances Control Act has not been updated since it was adopted in 1976. And there have been huge changes in the world of industrial, pharmaceutical, and biological chemicals in the 33 years since. So Scott is advocating a new measure, the KidSafe Chemicals Act, to require manufacturers of those compounds to identify any risks they may pose.
If chemicals are showing up in umbilical cord blood, we ought to prioritize those chemicals for safety studies. And until those safety studies can demonstrate that there isn't a risk of cancer or immune system damage or nervous system damage, we ought to take steps to prevent the exposures.
In the meantime, there are some steps parents and other consumers can take to minimize exposure in their household.
Shop a little bit smarter for fruits and vegetables, and you can eliminate thousands of pesticide exposure events over the course of a year. Be smart about what you put under your sink to clean your kitchen and your bathroom, the household cleaners. Be thoughtful about the kinds of fabrics and so forth you bring into the house.
But Scott emphasizes this is not a problem we can shop our way out of, that government action will be needed to fully address the issue. And the Environmental Working Group is preparing to test another 10 Americans soon to see if and how the picture has changed in the past 5 years. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.